Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by Don Goldberg and our special guest, Dr. Duffy Mackay. And Dr. Mackay is representing Nordic Naturals. For those of you who've been on the phones over the break, thanks for staying there.
Before you take the next call, Arnie, can I suggest, I think maybe Dr. Mackay wanted to comment on the red yeast rice question, and even though he's here to talk about fish oil, maybe he could kind of segue from that into comments on the use of fish oil type products for treating high cholesterol.
All right.
Yeah, gentlemen, I actually do use red yeast rice in my clinic fairly effectively. I do use all the other, the niacin and the fiber, lots of other things. But I find it, if for some individuals, do respond to it fairly well. And you hit it spot on as far as the explanation of what happened with the red yeast rice. But red yeast rice and other anti-cholesterol agents are aimed at lowering cholesterol, LDL levels, total cholesterol levels, and fish oil, what it does is actually lowers triglyceride levels dramatically. And the combination of the two events is really what we need to do with cardiovascular disease. So the best combination for our typical hyperlipidemia patient or someone that has elevated cholesterol and elevated triglycerides is to combine fish oil with a substance such as red yeast rice or an alternative. And strangely enough, that's what they're doing in the pharmacy world, is they're looking at fish oil as a co-prescription with statin drugs. They're looking at, because when you use statins, it lowers the total cholesterol but does not touch triglyceride levels. So the two together make a perfect marriage. But there's another interesting thing that's happening. We know that total cholesterol may be what we should not even be worried about or not so worried about. We've had about 20 years of lowering people's cholesterols with statin drugs, and we still have the same incidence of heart attacks. What they're finding is cholesterol is not just one item. There's a bunch of subparticles of cholesterol, and the subparticles are either large and buoyant or they're small and dense. And when they're large and buoyant, they don't clog up arteries and get into small blood vessels. When they're small and dense, they do. And what they're finding when they research fish oil is it does not change total cholesterol dramatically, but what it does do is change the profile and causes more large, buoyant cholesterol, thus decreasing the risk for a cardiovascular event such as a heart attack or a stroke.
So does double duty, helps with triglycerides and also helps to create the right cholesterol particles.
Which brings up another question. You know, I was looking on health notes for what to use for high cholesterol, and they mentioned fish oil, but then in parentheses they said krill oil. Does Nordic Naturals make a krill oil product? And if not, why not? And what are the pros and cons of krill oil versus other types of fish oil?
Well, Nordic Naturals does not make a krill oil product, and the main reason is our dedication to the environment and sustainability. Krill is a phytoplankton that's at the base of the food chain, and this is what whales eat to survive and many other fish. And there are many people who study marine fisheries that believe that harvesting krill is potentially dangerous to the ocean ecosystem because we're taking away the foundation of the food supply. It'd be similar to harvesting the topsoil out of your garden and then selling it. What are you going to be left with in a little while? So you know, the benefits of fish oil are substantiated by, again, thousands and thousands, actually over 8,000 published clinical trials. And krill is fairly, it's like the new kid on the block. It's an awesome substance. It's definitely nutritional and promoting, but the evidence is still just not there. And so, again, people are often misunderstood about the impact of fish oil on cholesterol. Again, you see it all the time. If you go to a low-quality store, nutrition store, you'll see fish oil products that are marketed to lower cholesterol levels. It's just not the case, folks. What it does is it changes the profile to a safer profile and lowers triglyceride levels.
Okay, thank you. All right, now let's say hello to Sarah, calling from Manhattan.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I want to say, Dr. Mackay, I learned so much when you were on last time, and I'm learning so much now. And in fact, I switched over to Nordic Naturals since the last time, and it's just fabulous. It's so much better than the other fish oil I was taking. So thank you. That said, I've got a couple questions. First off, if you could give the research website that you gave the last time you were on. Also, last time you talked about there being two types of fish oil, and one was much more efficacious than the other. And could you go over that again? You talked about enteric coating, and I've just bought my nephew enteric coated, not your brand, unfortunately, but enteric coated fish oil because he has colitis, and I was told to do that. And is that the right or wrong thing to do? And the last thing is, we're talking about cholesterol, this is something I've wanted to ask for a long time. As I understand it, cholesterol is a precursor to vitamin D, and I'm wondering if one of the reasons that cholesterol is so high is that people don't get enough sunlight, and so it's not converted to vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to remember all those questions. But cholesterol is actually the precursor to all the hormones in the body. It's the structural backbone to our hormones. Thus, we find clinically that if you get your cholesterol levels too low, you actually can get things like depression and early menopause and problems with not being able to produce enough hormones. And absolutely getting enough sunlight is good for all of us. And who knows, it might be going out in the sun and exercising, and that's what lowers our cholesterol. You mentioned the enteric coating, and you actually were spot on. The only two trials out there about the benefits of enteric coating are geared towards Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis and colitis. And it's not that regular fish oil does not work. I use it in my clinic all the time for those conditions. It works excellent for those conditions. But there's a company that is enteric coating that's trying to target that population. And they have a philosophy that by bypassing the stomach and delivering it to the tissues where the colitis occurs, that it'll be a better way to go. I have some issues with the philosophy because fish oil does not act topically. It's not about having the fish oil touch the inflamed tissue. What we want to do with fish oil is incorporate it into our cell membranes, and that's how we're going to get the anti-inflammatory response. So try the enteric coated. If you get a positive response, stick with it. But you will also get a positive response using non-enteric coated. Now, the research website is omega-research.com. Again, that's omega-research.com. You can get there from the Nordic Naturals website. And what that is we take current scientific research and we categorize it for easy use. So if you're interested in children's health, we put all the abstracts or many of the abstracts related to children's health there. So it's great for researchers, it's great for the media, and it's also great for our informed customers, which I find many people such as yourself, they do their homework, and they know just as much as the best scientists out there. Now, as far as two types of fish oil, I am not exactly sure what I was referring to that time as far as two different types of fish oil. Maybe I was referring to concentrated fish oil, such as the Ultimate Omega, where we've concentrated up the EPA and DHA, and non-concentrated. I could have been discussing cod liver oil, which has naturally occurring vitamin A and vitamin D, or fish body oil, which does not contain naturally occurring vitamin A and D, and that's just getting the oil from a different part of the fish. Do you guys remember the other questions?
What I am going to point out to everybody, however, is that if they want to hear your interview from December
2nd,
they can do so by going to our website, Wilner.com, Wilner with two L's, and you can either click on the radio tab or the reference library tab, and those will both lead you to a link to radio MP3 excerpts or MP3 files. You'll look for December 2nd, and you can listen to an MP3 file of the show, as, of course, you can do for today's program by following the link on our homepage as well. It'll take you to the radio station website, where for the first couple of weeks it'll be posted there, and then we transfer it to our website afterwards.
I will mention to the listener, though, for colitis, getting the right amount of fish oil in there is critical. Colitis is an inflammatory condition, and I just referred someone to a local gastroenterologist with colitis to get some diagnostics, and they asked them about my protocol, which included fish oil. And the gastroenterologist was very much embracing the alternative approach to conditions such as colitis, because they don't have any good tools for it as of yet. And they realize that things like anti-inflammatory fish oil are a critical piece while they work towards a, you know, pharmaceutical or other solution.
Okay. Sarah, thanks so much for those questions. All right. Time for another short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course, and good news, the entire American and Home Health lines now on sale at 30% off list price. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Winter is around the corner, and you know what that means. It's the season of coughs and sniffles. Be prepared with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C, vitamin C from American Health. A regular dose of vitamin C is a favorite way to keep your immune system in peak condition. And American Health Ester C is the better vitamin C to take. Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. Using a patented manufacturing process, non-acidic Ester C contains naturally occurring vitamin C metabolites that help absorb and retain vitamin C in the body for up to 24 hours. So take Ester C daily, wrap up warm, and go out and face those seasonal chills with confidence. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, we have American Health, Desert Essence, Natrol, Natural Factors. The full line's at 30% off list price. Health from the Sun is 35% off, and Solgar, also the full line, is 25% off list. Pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com.
And last but not least, you can visit us in person at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be back in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features Decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that Decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production and is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conica has been making natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10, a reduced form called ubiquinol, that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conica calls this product Conica QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. It's currently available, for example, from Jarrow Formulas and Blue Bonnet Nutrition. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency form of CoQ10 from Conica.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Dr. Duffy Mackay, representing Nordic Naturals, one of the premier manufacturers of fish oil products.
By the way, Arnie, Dr. Mackay mentioned one of the websites that Nordic Naturals has that provides information, but you can, if you go to the regular Nordic Naturals website, which is www.nordicnaturals.com, the place to link to that reference site is right below the big picture on their homepage on the lower right side. It says Omega Research. It took me a moment to find it, so I thought I'd mention that to everybody. So if you just go to NordicNaturals.com and then look for the link to Omega Research at the lower right bottom of the picture.
Okay, thank you. And getting back to the phones, let's say hello to Robert from Scarsdale, New York.
How you doing, guys? Good afternoon. Another great show.
Thank you.
Okay. this is for Dr. McKay, or you guys could chime in, too. I just found out I have two kidney stones, about 4 to 5 millimeters in each kidney. First of all, I've been taking fish oil. I'm wondering if that would be helpful, and also the doc recommended I try Lipitrop, Lipitripsy, the high-frequent sound waves to try to break them up, but I rather try to do a more natural approach, so I'm wondering, and you guys could chime in on that?
Oh, we sure will. Go ahead, Dr. McKay, why don't you do the fish oil portion, and then we'll let Don do the lithotripsy portion.
That sounds great. Well, the problem with kidney stones, actually, is they can float around in the kidneys and cause no problems. It's when they lodge themselves in the ureter and they try to go down into the, down the pipes there is when they actually will cause you problems. And those problems will be spasm, muscle spasm, and inflammation. So fish oils will not cure your kidney stones. They won't help shrink the kidney stones, but they will help with the secondary inflammation caused by the kidney stones.
Okay. The other aspects of all of this, of course, it depends on your individual situation. If you're not in a lot of discomfort, usually they will urge you to drink a lot of liquids, a lot of water, and to see if you can pass the stone. And if I say a lot of discomfort, you're either in discomfort with kidney stones or you're not. So it doesn't sound as if you're writhing around on the floor in pain right now, so I'm surprised that they didn't suggest that you give it a chance to pass. Sometimes you can indeed pass a decent-sized kidney stone, and that is of course the best course of action, especially if you can catch it and they can analyze it to determine what the type of kidney stone that it is. The lithotripsy, it's not a harmless thing. I wouldn't rank it up, with the more the most dangerous procedures, but you will, they do. Are those sound waves? They hit you pretty good, and obviously the whole point is to break up those hard little stones. So if you can avoid that, okay, fine. But on the other hand, it beats having them kind of take a little rotor router with a basket on the end and kind of go up there and try and pull it out the other way. So, nutritionally, not knowing what the nature of the stone is, you're a little bit limited. Generally speaking, if you can take citrates like magnesium citrate, calcium citrate, change the kind of calcium magnesium supplement that you're taking, maybe a little bit extra B6. Again, a lot of liquids. I think there were some studies that even shown that cranberry juice or cranberry extract, even though normally we think of that for the infections, has actually been helpful for kidney stones also. But again, you want to drink a lot of liquid and see if you can pass it, if at all possible.
And I ask you guys, and I've been doing all of the above, and I'm a regular customer listening to you guys. 5 millimeters. I don't know if that's large. The doctor says, well, I don't know if he's trying to put the fear of God in him. He says, well, there's a 50% chance that you'll pass it. And so I don't know what 5 mil. I'm not sure how large
a 50-50 chance. Again, from my experience, as you can probably guess, I've had a little bit of experience in this regard, unfortunately. If he thinks there is a 50-50 chance that you can pass it, I would give it the chance.
Right. And is 5 millimeters large? I'm not sure how large that is.
Well,
that's a big one.
It is a big one, huh?
That's a big one, but it's not a monster. It's doable. I mean, the idea is that you need to not only drink the fluids and, all of the above, but a lot of people will use different herbs to help relax the ureters. But again, he's absolutely right. If you're not in pain, you might as well just kind of wait and see what happens.
Okay. And what about some herbal, like gravel root? I was looking up in some of the books and anything like that might break it up an herbal preparation?
No, you're not going to break it up.
Dr.
McKay said, you may make it you may relax the smooth muscle a little bit or something or whatever, but I don't think, generally speaking, you're not going to break it up. Once it's there, it's there.
Okay. Guys, thanks a lot. You have a great show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Okay, it's almost that time where we need to pause for a break, including a check on traffic. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And I need a special guest, Dr. Duffy Mackay. And this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including Celadrin and Ester C, now available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And that discount is 30% off list price.
I want to comment now on the product FlexNow for joint pain. Actually, two comments. First, FlexNow is a clinically proven inflammation-fighting supplement for joint pain. It's unique in that it contains shea triterpenes, powerful anti-inflammatory substances derived from the pit of the karita tree fruit, which grows wild in Africa. It's also the source of shea butter. The second comment is that if you have joint pain due to arthritis, sports, or whatever, you really should try FlexNow. They guarantee satisfaction, and they really mean it. They send us a list of those people who ask for their money back. It's a very short list, but they send it nevertheless. No company has ever done this before. They do it because they know that for most people, FlexNow works. They even provide return postage. So if you have joint pain, try FlexNow, available at Wilner Chemist. You have nothing to lose. That's FlexNow, FlexNow.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And problems on the FDR Drive, Harlemer Drive, still there. Northbound side by 96th Street where we had an accident. Delays are slowly starting to ease, but obviously still busy. You might want to use an Uptown Avenue instead. Southbound side on the brakes, 140s through to the Triborough Bridge, again into the 60s, and another delay as you approach the Brooklyn Bridge. Grand Central Parkway, westbound side at 188th Street in Queens. Watch for lane closures and delays. LIE a bit slow westbound side as well from the Grand Central heading in towards Woodhaven Boulevard. Traveling on the Van Wyck, southbound side, Union Turnpike to Atlantic Avenue. Things a bit slow. Gowanus BQE combo. You've got delays northbound side Atlantic Avenue to Flushing Avenue, and then again as you approach the Kosciuszko Bridge. Across the Hudson River, GW Bridge inbound upper deck, a 15-minute delay. Lower deck slow across the span. Outbound Holland cost you 15, inbound 15, and the Lincoln Tunnel's looking good. This report sponsored by KO Pectate. Don't let diarrhea stop you. KO Pectate stops diarrhea fast and has two key electrolytes, potassium and sodium, to help you recover fast. Stop diarrhea fast with KO Pectate. I'm Bill Powell. Where's WOR traffic?
What could be better than a green food supplement made from young green barley grass? The answer is a barley grass drink powder with an additional 57 synergistic nutrients, including super greens, vegetables, fruits, herbs, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. It's called Magma Plus. Developed by Dr. Hagawara, Magma Plus is just the thing to increase energy, promote good digestion, support detoxification, and enhance immune function. Magma Plus from Green Foods has it all. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and proteins from the healthiest antioxidant-rich whole food concentrates. With added herbs and probiotics, Magma Plus is the energy tonic you've been looking for, and it tastes great. Green Magma or Magma Plus from Green Foods, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
And actually, the entire Green Foods line, including Magma Plus, is on sale at 25% off list price. Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, nature's way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive organic vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid, just pure potent 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms, vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C in four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature, Alive organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg, our special guest, Dr. Duffy Mackay. We're all here, ready to answer your questions on the Wilner Window. And the phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710 if you'd like to join this exciting discussion. And now let's talk to Frank from Mountainside, New Jersey.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi,
great
Frank.
Great show, great guest. Two quick questions. They very often talk about taking a gram or two of fish oil, yet there's only so much EPA in that fish oil. Are they really talking about a gram of EPA? And then the second question is, assuming that both wild-caught and farm-raised fish have these contaminants of mercury and lead and other heavy metals and toxic things, how does Nordic Natural ensure that whatever they use for their fish oils, they've gotten most of that toxicity out of their product?
Absolutely. What's done after the processing is what we do is third-party testing. So we take the oil every single batch and we have it analyzed for residual amounts of mercury, lead, PCBs, like 27 different dioxins, which are all pesticide residues. We look for flame retardants. And we set the bar. There are several standards worldwide. There's the European Pharmaceutical Standard, which they have a standard where they say, if your fish oil has this much mercury, you can't sell it. And it's based on parts per million. And what Nordic Naturals does is test down to parts per billion. So we test down to a more, we look for less concentration there. And what happens is we set this test at that, and then we find none detected. So there's virtually no detectable levels of any of these environmental contaminants. Now, your first question is a common, common question that I'm sure that Don and Arnie run into all the time.
Dr. McKay, before you move on to that, I just want to make sure that the caller, that he understands this. The reason that Nordic Naturals can set the bar to where Dr. McKay mentioned and have it all tested is not due to where they happen to catch the fish. It's due to the fact that they process it the way they do, this combination of distillation and molecular distillation. So even though they may try to start off with the highest quality fish they can, they actually process out all of these bad things, and that's why the second party or third party testing, whatever you want to call it, will give those types of results. Okay, is that clear?
Yes, Don.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do start with anchovies and sardines for our fish oils that are low on the food chain. So we start with a fairly clean fish, especially when compared to fish like tuna and other larger fish.
And I think that's important. I'm sorry to interrupt, because I think, you know, it's one thing for marketing people to make claims, you know, buy my product because we only, you know, we pick the herbs when the moon is full and this and that, and you know, or we only use stuff that comes from the northern part of the lake when you know, in the autumn, and the southern part of the lake when this, you know, all of that sounds very nice, but nothing beats actually processing it in a way that takes out the stuff and then testing for it afterwards to make sure that it was taken out. That is the golden rule, so to speak. Okay, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Now, Arnie and Don probably experienced this many times. You go into a health food store and you walk down the aisle and there's hundreds of different fish oil products to choose from. And we do have recommendations such as the American Heart Association recommends 1 gram of EPA and DHA combined per day. So what happens is a lot of people walk into the health food store and they see that the fish oil comes in 1 gram capsules. And they assume by taking a 1 gram capsule of product, they're going to fulfill the American Heart Association. Well, this is not the case. If your fish oil is not concentrated, excuse me, a non-concentrated fish oil, so that means we just pull the oil right out of the fish, clean it up, put some antioxidants in, and encapsulate it, that's about 30% EPA and DHA. So 1,000 milligram capsule is going to have approximately 300 milligrams of combined EPA and DHA. So you'd need to take a little more than three of those capsules to meet the American Heart Association recommendation. That is why we have gone to concentrating the EPA and DHA. So what we can do is take that original fish oil and put it through a process of molecular distillation where we can either concentrate both, concentrate one, or concentrate the other. So you can see the variety of products out there. We might have a high EPA product or a high DHA, or my favorite product, which is Ultimate Omega, we just do a double concentrate where we keep both the EPA and DHA in there in the same ratio, and we double concentrate. So now what happens is two capsules of Ultimate Omega, it's two of those meets the American Heart Association recommendation of 1 gram. So two capsules now has 1,100 milligrams of combined EPA and DHA. And that's the benefit of a concentrated fish oil. So when you're buying a fish oil product, it's very important. You turn it around. You look at the label. The label should say the amount of EPA on it. It should have the amount of DHA on it. And often we'll just for help you, they'll put an amount of total omega-3s. And if your doctor said, I want you to take 2 grams of EPA and DHA, you need to go turn the label around and add up those numbers to figure out how many capsules. And I'm sure Don and Arnie can help you with that.
Absolutely. That's what we do all day.
And of course, I think the point is, you and the caller's question is excellent. You know, very often they will say a fish oil, you know, but what they really mean is the omega-3 fatty acids.
Absolutely.
EPA, DHA. So the call of the question is an excellent one, and you have to be careful, as Dr. McKay is pointing out. You know, even though you may hear someone say take so much fish oil, they don't really mean fish oil. They mean EPA, DHA.
And it's funny, gentlemen. This actually occurs on the highest level of academics as well. You'll have a Stanford researcher doing a lecture about the benefits he found in his patient population, and he'll say to prestigious doctors, 4 grams of omega-3s, and those doctors will run out to a pharmacy and they'll buy, they'll end up taking 4 capsules.
Yep.
And they don't realize the difference. So it's not just the caller. You know, that's an excellent question. You picked up on a very important point, but I've had the same thing actually occur with researchers as well as academics, as well as physicians don't get it either.
Goes to show you.
Hey, look, I pointed out last week in a magazine that I get, they feature each month, they have an article by a medical doctor, and in this particular one he was talking about the skin. He was talking about the importance of getting vitamin D and how you may need to get it through supplements. And then he went on to say that you can get it, that you can get the vitamin D from fish oil supplements.
Right, and that's only going to get it from a cod liver oil supplement.
Exactly.
And even cod liver oil does not have the kind of vitamin D levels that we are looking for in a clinical situation. So that's why Nordic Naturals has created the Arctic D cod liver oil. We've added additional vitamin D per serving because now physicians are looking for 1,000 to 5,000 to even 10,000 IUs of D per day, and that just doesn't occur in fish oil.
Okay, so tell us about that product again.
The Arctic D cod liver oil, and what we've done is we've accented or added to the naturally occurring vitamin D in there, which is usually only about 40 IUs per serving. So we've added 100% natural vitamin D in the form of cholecalciferol to make it 1,000 IUs of vitamin D per serving.
Okay.
So that does become a good source of vitamin D.
Okay, so that's Arctic D. Is that available as capsules or is it available as liquid also?
It's available as liquid. We're actually coming out with a bunch of we've just added it to our regular fish oil, so we've named that Omega 3D. And that's a brand new product, and it's going to be both capsules and liquid. And the Arctic D is only available as a liquid out at this point.
Okay.
You know, it's very interesting. I didn't realize. As you were talking, I was looking again at the website, the Arctic cod liver oil. And this is something that we've talked about off and on many times. There is, as your point, I didn't realize how low the vitamin D was in that regular cod liver oil. according to what it says on the website, the vitamin D is only between 1 to 20 IUs. There's a lot of vitamin A in there.
Right.
But not very much vitamin D. Very interesting. Okay.
And you have to remember, you see that range on there because it's a naturally occurring substance. So sometimes of the year, the cod has a fair amount of vitamin D. Other times of the year, it goes down. And
I guess it depends on whether the cod was
in the sun.
Was sunbathing.
That's
a lot
right.
Or, okay.
Sunbathing cod. All right, we're going to have questions about that, I'm sure. Okay, let's say hello to Frank. Oh, no, we're talking to Frank. Okay, Frank, we're now going.
Can I do one follow up?
Sure.
Has anybody ever looked to see what the toxic levels and harmful things like lead are in farm raised versus wild caught fish, or is there too much variability in that?
That's a great question. We actually are still trying to figure out what the toxic level is in humans in general for heavy metals and things. We don't have a lot of data here. So a lot of the there's a lot of discussion where, you know, we've told the FDA has mentioned to pregnant women and small children not to consume certain amounts of fish because of the levels of mercury and lead. And there are some people out there that disagree with this. They say the benefits of the fish outweigh the dangers of the lead. And then the obvious question is, well, what is the dangerous levels? And we actually still don't know.
The danger of the farm-raised fish is not lead.
Right.
As you know, Dr. McKay pointed out earlier, it's the fact that they're fed artificial food. They're not eating the right type of food that's really meant for fish to eat. They don't generate the right types of oils in their body. The fact that they're really penned in together and there's large amounts of bacteria produced in those fish. So that's the danger. It's not the lead.
So it's pay your money and take your choice as to which you're getting from either farm-raised or wild-caught fish.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Great show.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Frank. And guess what? It's time for our last set of commercial breaks. This is Arnie Gitoma.
And this is Don Goldberg.
Our special guest, Dr. Duffy McKay, and we will be back after these messages.
Hi, Marielle Hemingway here, actress, author, wife, and mother. Weight loss is a serious problem, and being overweight is one of the major causes for disease. That's why I love Healthy Curb. It's new technology for creating a healthy lifestyle while you shed unwanted pounds easily and keep them off. It contains no stimulants or artificial ingredients and lowers your blood sugar while repairing your body on a cellular level. Dr. Steven Rosenblatt says this.
As a medical doctor, I support a healthy lifestyle. Healthy Curb is a kickstart for weight loss. It helps you get on track with a complete program and naturally helps you change your eating habits. All you have to do is start taking 2 tablets before each meal. You will see an almost immediate change in the volume of food eaten. Many patients cut their intake in half.
Kickstart your weight loss today with Healthy Curb.
Healthy Curb is a safe and effective way to lose weight and keep it off, and is now available at all Wellner Chemist stores.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wellner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
It's that time again, the cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do, are there supplements that are specific to treating the common cold? Well, Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCore provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCore, I-M-M-U-C-O-R-E, from Metagenics. It contains ultra-potent C, zinc, selenium, oleanoic acid, and a powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infections is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. The Plus in Andrographis Plus refers to amla, or Indian gooseberry, a rich source of vitamin C. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, Immucor and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilner Chemists in cooperation with your healthcare professional.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg and our special guest from Nordic Naturals, Dr. Duffy McKay. And our next caller is Jim from Staten Island.
Hello?
Hey, Jim.
Yes, great program. Been listening for years. I'm 74 years of age. A month or so ago, I was diagnosed with osteoporosis. I heard Dr. Podell just briefly mention strontium about 2 weeks ago. I just want to mention that my doctor put me on Actonel, and because I have a hernia in my esophagus, I got the side effects, which were, you know, kind of a closing of my esophagus. Mm-hmm. And I felt a little pain. And the thing is, I immediately stopped the Actonel. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard about strontium, mm-hmm. and I ordered strontium from Wilner. They mailed it to me, two bottles. And I noticed that the capsules are rather large. But what I did was open the capsules, pour it into a little cup, and use some water on it to dilute it. Then the thing is that I may have made a mistake. The bottle says, the strontium bottle says that that you have to wait 2 hours for any food, you know, to digest. And then it says you can take the strontium, which I did. But then as I'm taking the strontium with the water, I'm saying to myself, I started eating a banana. Question is, you know, does the banana interfere with the whole process? And I shouldn't be eating it because it's no longer really an empty stomach.
The strontium should, ideally, strontium should be taken at bedtime.
Yes, that's what I usually do.
It should be taken.
Right. But as I said, I can't swallow the capsule. That's why I'm putting it in water.
Any way you take it is fine.
And then because I take it at bedtime, just out of precaution, after I eat the banana, I'll wait around another 2 hours watching a program to make sure, you know, that I don't go on a go to bed with a full stomach in any way, because I know that because I have that problem that I can't go to bed on a food as soon as I've eaten food. So are you saying, in effect, that that I'm doing all right by just taking the capsule?
Okay, so why, I don't understand why you can't take the strontium and go to sleep.
No. I have a hernia in my esophagus.
Okay, so you have...
Besides the osteoporosis,
yeah.
I suffer from a hernia.
And what is that hernia? What is that doesn't let you do? It doesn't let you
well,
take...
Well, it doesn't let me swallow the capsule of strontium because the capsule is too large.
Yeah, but that's but still, if you open it up, why can't you open it up, drink it down?
No, I do open it up.
Oh, okay.
And I put it into water, a little bit of water, then dissolve it as much as I can.
Okay.
And then swallow the strontium dissolved,
okay,
or diluted.
Good.
With a banana.
Why do you need the banana?
Well, because I feel that maybe there's a little residue of powder, and I can't seem to solve that. And I'm saying maybe I might irritate my esophagus, and it'll stay there. And so I eat the banana to just kind of wash the whole thing down.
You could wash it down with some liquid.
Yeah, I could do that, but
it's,
okay.
It's
Are
really
you not worried about the residue from the banana in your esophagus?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm not quite sure even why they have this a caution about taking strontium on empty stomach and so forth. I think everybody's making a little bit more of a big deal about the strontium than they really need to. And also, I hope that you're not taking a strontium by itself as if it's a an osteoporosis drug. Strontium should be taken as part of your overall supplement regimen for osteoporosis, along with your calcium, your magnesium, and all the other things that are.
Separating the calcium. I make sure I take in the morning.
Do you know any reason, Arnie, why strontium can't just be taken along with everything else? What is the big deal about taking it by itself?
The studies done on strontium were with strontium taken basically at least 2 hours or more away from calcium. And they felt the best way to do that, being people usually took calcium, you know, morning, noon, or night, or people were eating foods, and a lot of the foods contain calcium, they wanted to avoid that. So they figured the best way to do that would be to take the strontium at bedtime. Yeah. That's the way did it with in the drug trials.
I don't know if does Dr. McKay have any insight on this question about strontium? Or
I do use strontium. I haven't put a lot of limitations on it.
I mean, I'm looking at health notes, and they don't mention anything about any special way of taking it or time of taking it or anything else. I think the important thing is that you take it as part of your regimen. If it's okay to take it at bedtime or take it by itself and you want to do that, fine. If you have any problem doing that, take it whatever way you can, and it'll be good for you. Okay?
Okay, Jim. Thanks so much for that call. And next we have Chris calling from Nanuet, New York.
Hi. You mentioned earlier that fish oils promote bone growth. I guess the guy before me answered that question. But I just got my bone density test, and I'm trying to figure, I don't understand it. Like, the femur is what, the knee?
The femur is the thigh.
The thigh. Okay, can I read what it says?
No, you know, Chris, this isn't really where you want to do that. You know, you paid somebody to do that test, and the doctor's supposed to interpret it for you.
I know, but...
And what did the doctor say?
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, but this is what I want to tell you.
And you want a preview today?
No, I don't understand what it says. It says that I increased a 1.9% in BMD of the L-S spine and so forth, and then the rest
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm just kidding.
No. It said you increased?
That's good.
I know it's good. But there was one, I forgot what I was going to say. There's one other thing. Oh, okay, the guy mentioned strontium, but I spoke to this endocrinologist, and I said to her, there's a pill out that makes you lose weight. And she said, I want to see everything in it before you take it. So then I took it anyway, but you know what it was? It was Healthy Curve. And you know what? My blood sugars went down. So now when I go see her tomorrow, I give her a list of my blood sugars, and she's going to tell me what happened. I'm afraid to tell her what I'm taking.
Why?
Well, no, don't be afraid.
Because
be afraid to tell your doctor.
She doesn't believe
No, that's not the point. Whether she believes or not, it's not the point. But you never want to hide things from your doctor, okay?
Uh-huh.
You can disagree, and if it's a good doctor, she'll give you her opinion, and maybe you can agree to disagree.
So should I bring the bottle with me? Because she wants to know what was in it.
Well, yeah, you'll have to, because otherwise she'll have no idea what it is.
Right.
And she still may not, let her call us or let her stop by Wilner Chemist and we'll straighten her out for you. Okay?
But I couldn't realize, how come my blood sugars went down? Now, I don't know if it's the thing I use, but it's not. Every day it comes down, So I'm just wondering. It has to be
Healthy Curve contains some phaseolas.
It tells you that it lowers your blood sugar.
Yeah, that's sure.
On the commercial, I remember hearing it.
Yeah, so why are you surprised? I mean...
But you know what? My blood sugar went down, but I'm not losing that much weight.
Okay, good. All right, well, let us know how it goes tomorrow with your doctor's appointment, okay? And if you have any questions about fish oils, we'll be happy to answer those. If not, we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
And now we're going to hear a word about Solgar.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do.
Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
All right. Oh, welcome back, everybody. You hear that nice, mellow music. That means we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Oh, by the way, Solgar is on sale at 25% off list price. Dr. McKay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Keep up the great work.
Good, and I guess we'll have you on another few months from now.
Okay, great.
Okay, take care. Okay, that was a good show, Don.
I thought so.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, we need to tell you that we will be back again next Sunday, and we're going to have another great guest next Sunday, Mark Kaler. Those of you, he's been on a number of times before. So join us at 2 o'clock next Sunday. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. See you next week, folks.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.